The government has not actively expanded the capacity of the public healthcare system. Not a first-rate hospital has been built over the past 20-odd years, nor has the government allocated any additional resources to the training of healthcare workers. Some high-ranking officials in the past even believed that the public healthcare system should not provide excellent services. Otherwise, more and more people would be drawn to inexpensive public healthcare services, and the government's fiscal burden would be increased. The government has been talking about cooperation between public and private healthcare providers to distribute patients for years, but the result has been limited. Public hospital doctors are overwhelmed. Even if they become consultant doctors, they earn a salary of just over $200,000. If they join the private market, they might become what are publicly known as moon doctors or even star doctors. Doctors earning more than $1 million monthly or weekly. A world of difference between the remunerations of public and private doctors means that even if the government tries to lure doctors to stay with money, it will still be difficult to reverse the brain drain.